and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again, and the days are going by like 90 going, like 90 going, no. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. I have a brand new biblical question, but I'm going to explain that in a minute and kind of go over last week's biblical question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to run around or you have appointments and you just love to listen live, you can. So you can podcast the show anywhere in the world. And yet, listen on your phone. While moving about, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Monday. And because we love the ladies, we take all calls, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. I want to give you the brand new biblical question, and then other stuff. I want to encourage you. Do what you want, of course, because I know that most people call misery happiness, and happiness misery. So it's up to you, but I want to give you some advice to encourage you. It's up to you to take it. No problem if you don't, all right? But so last week, biblical question was, Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Last week, Minister question. Are you a messenger of love or of hate? Amazing question, right? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. And we dealt with it a little bit yesterday in the fellowship. And by the way, the fellowship was amazing. We had a speaker for the first 30 minutes or so, Jason. And I have to tell you, it was powerful, enlightening, and very interesting. So if you didn't catch yesterday's fellowship, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. The whole fellowship was amazing, but his talk started it off, and it was really amazing. A man who was working on himself. And so, last week, biblical question, are you a messenger of love or of hate? Anyone, I don't care what race you are, male or female, rich or poor, fat or skinny, tall or short, live in the hood or live in the suburb or both. Whatever part of the world you live in, this, I promise you, anyone with anger, resentment, is a messenger of hate. If you got any anger, you are a messenger of hate. And this you can bank on. You are not a messenger of love. And the proof is in the pudding. Pay attention to what's happening in you so you can see what's really going on through other people inside of them. And listen to the battle, the fight of this world between human beings. Pay attention. In your own life, in your own surrounding as well, and you can see, and you will see if you want to see it. Listen to the conversations that people are having. Just pay attention to the conversations. There's no love in their conversation. There's no love in them at all. They are messengers of hate. All angry people. It doesn't matter the age. All angry people come with a message of hate. They never bring to you a message of love. Really, just pay attention. All you have to do is pay attention. But you got to start paying the attention in you first so you can clearly see what's going on. You won't judge, but you will see it. You will see it. Anyone, I don't care what religion they belong to, because religious people do not have a message of love at all. But atheists, it doesn't matter. You have a message of hate. Your whole conversation is about hate and attacking and just nonsense conversation. Anyone that has anger, resentment, is a messenger of hate and not love at all. You may call it love, but ain't no love in that. The messenger of love is the one that love was right with all their heart, soul, and might first, along with nobody else or nothing else, and then love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. That person will be, male or female, will be a messenger of love. There's no gray area. There's no in between. And that's just reality. So check yourself and be honest with yourself, even if you don't speak it out loud, you know, you think other people don't know it. But if you got anger and resentment, you're a messenger of hate. If you have overcome evil with good, you can't help but be a messenger of love. And a messenger of love have completely given up, judges him or herself or anyone else. Really? Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. So that's for those who want to overcome. It's not for everybody, because ever since the existence of mankind, there have always been only a few people, a handful, who want to overcome evil. Most people love, they're fascinated by their thrills of evil. They love it. And even God will not take it away if that's what they want. He will let your will be done for you. He will let you stay there. And then if you finally get sick of it and you want to overcome, you return to him. But only a few around the world will do that. Okay? So that's the real response, answer to, are you a messenger of love or hate? Just pay attention. All you do is pay attention. And listen to conversations. Listen to people debating one another. Neither side brings a message of love in a debate or anything. It's one attacking the other, or the crowd attacking the one, or the crowd on one side attacking the crowd on the other side. It's just all attacks. Ego, evil attacks with no love. All you do appears in your own family and everywhere. Amazing. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question for those who are not fascinated with evil, but for those who want love and want to be fascinated with love, with life. And you can be, a young lady said in the meeting yesterday that it feels boring. She's afraid of being something like, I don't remember exactly how it went, but she felt bored being free. Like when she's around people now, the conversations are boring. She doesn't really have anything to say to them. Or when she's by herself, and she's afraid of not having fun. Bored people, evil people have fun being evil. They love it. But what she doesn't know, and if she stays with it, she will realize and see for sure, the real fascinating and fun life is for that man or that woman who has overcome evil. And you're going to have real fun. You're going to have real fun. This other fun that you call fun is evil. So a brand new biblical question. Do you have humility? Do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Isn't that like an amazing question? Do you have humility? What is it? All right. So, here is your assignment for this week, should you decide to take it. And again, it's to encourage you, those who want to be free, to work on yourself, to remember, to be present. And anyone who is present, meaning you're not lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, or worried about this or that, you have returned to the Father. Salvation is about a change of heart, and a return to the Father. And all human beings that are born through the mother, through the woman, has been encouraged and an influence to turn away from the Father. And salvation, or being whatever they call it, is a return to the Father. So here's what your assignment is for this week. And you've heard me say all the time that all thoughts are all lies all the time. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And you'll be able to see it for yourself if you pay attention to what's going on inside of you. I counsel with people around the world, Mondays, you know, every day in the week. And the one thing that they all have in common, that we all have in common until you start to overcome, is that all of your misery comes from thoughts. It comes from thoughts. And you're afraid to stop thinking. You're afraid that if you lose thought, who will I be, you say. And it's not you even saying that. That's the spirit of evil saying that inside of you. No, no. Who will I be if I don't think? Who will I be if I don't have my emotions? Who will I be if I don't this or that? That's the voice of evil. But you think it's your voice because evil taking on your voice, pretending to be you. And they tell you that all the time. Who will I be if I don't think? What do you mean don't think? How would I live if I don't think? So all thoughts are all lies all the time. And you can find out for yourself. Test the spirits. Stop listening to thoughts. For 1 week, your assignment, I want to encourage you, for those who want to be free, to be a thought watcher for 1 week. Be a thought watcher. When you wake up in the morning, you get up, or you first open your eyes, watch those thoughts talking to you already, telling you what your day is going to be like, what you need to worry about, what you need to fear, what you need to do, and what you need not to do. Be a thought watcher. The moment you open your eyes and you're going to catch those thoughts and say no to them. No, not today thoughts. For 1 week, say no to them. Just say no and then watch. If you do this, the kingdom of heaven shall be yours. For 1 week, be a thought watcher. I'm a thought watcher. I'm a thought watcher. Here come one now. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, what are you saying? My day's gonna be what? No, not today. Be a thought watcher for one week only. Starting now. And all day and all night long, be a thought watcher for 1 week. You're going to see your enemy is just a thought who really has no power, no authority or anything. But because you believe it, it makes you feel a certain way, worry, and think that this and that. All right? For those who want to be free, be a thought watcher for 1 week. Isn't that a very interesting request? Can you do it? And then say no to those thoughts. So let's say you're amongst a crowd and you can't say out loud, no. Say it quietly, no. Or realize, no. Watch those thoughts, all right? Let me know how it goes. For 1 week, your assignment to be a thought watcher. You want to be the observer of thought, not the creator. All right, and so that's your assignment for this week, to be a thought watcher. You are responsible for that. No one else is to watch that. Yesterday we had visitors, and we always do on Sunday mornings from around the world. And at the end of the meeting, one of the ladies said to me, one of the visitors, she said, and she didn't say it during the meeting, but afterwards she said that, I disagree with you that women are evil. I'm like, wow, why you didn't ask me about that during the meetings? And I said to her, it's not the woman herself that's evil, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in her, in her mind and her emotions. And if that is the evil because she believes it's herself, it's her, it's in her mind and body, but not in the real her. The mind and the body is just an illusion, by the way. But, and I said that it's not her, but it's the spirit that's in her, and that's what destroys the woman and the children and the husband and the cats and the dogs and everything. And I said, do you understand that? Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes sense. She said, that makes sense. Or something like that. But ladies, it's not the evil that is used, work through you, come through you. It's not you. It's in your mind, your body. You think is you, and you allow it to make you act out and destroy your own children, your own husband, your everything. The cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house, and it's not you, so you can overcome it because it's not you. Just start recognizing it by calling it you. And then recognize it, but don't call it you. You need to see it so you can overcome it, all right? Just FYI, amazing fellowship yesterday. Amazing fellowship. So, thought watchers this week. I want to give you an example of something that, according to the media, the news that happened, I guess, over this week, weekend or sometime. And I want you to think about this. By getting to know yourself, what do you think, if this story is true, what do you think that caused this man to do that? Why do you think that human beings naturally carry out evil? Why don't you see that it's something else that make human beings, men and women, boys and girls who are created in the image of God, do the things that they do and think the way that they think? I know why. I'm asking the question. I already know the answer to it. Why can't you see that something else is making this person do this? Human beings wouldn't just naturally do what they do to themselves and others. It have to be something else that's driving you. Paul mentioned it. He like, something else driving me. I tried to be right, he said. I tried to do the right thing, but I can't. I tried not to do the wrong thing, but I can't stop that. Something else is driving me. And that's the case with every human being on the planet and that has ever been on the planet and that will ever be on the planet. So I want you to watch this and hopefully you see the spirit behind it. Fox News. Some of you may have heard about this quote-unquote mass shooter in Louisiana on Sunday, right? Fox News reported a guy by the name of Shamar Elkins is accused of killing 8 children. And 7 of the 8 are believed to be his own children. Watch this from ABC 7.
Now to some heartbreaking news. Our nation saw its deadliest mass shooting in years when a Louisiana man shot and killed 8 children this morning. Tonight, we're learning more about that gunman, Shamar Elkins, who was the father of 7 of those 8 slain children.
This is a Facebook image of the Louisiana man law enforcement believe is a cold-blooded killer. Shreveport police identifying him as Shamari Elkins, the alleged gunman who shot and killed 8 kids. At least 7 of them were his own flesh and blood. The coroner released their names, a total of 7 siblings and a cousin ranging in age from 3 to 11, Jayla, Shayla, Kayla, Layla, Markaden, Soraya, Kedarian, and Braylon. Neighbors mourned their deaths at the crime scene.
This is not a freaking joke. This is real, and this is the result when someone snaps.
Police are still trying to determine what motivated the shooting. The attack began before sunrise when police say the suspect shot a woman at one home and then drove to another house to unleash more violence.
The gray house is the house in which 7 children were located inside that were deceased. There was an additional deceased child that looked like he had tried to escape the residence out the back on the roof.
Officers say a second woman was shot and is believed to be the mother of the suspect's children. Both women are now in the hospital in critical condition. Officers fired at the suspect during a chase after he carjacked the vehicle at gunpoint.
Amazing. There are too many Kayla in one family, don't you think? No more. I mean, who named the two? That'd be the Layla. I know in the good old days, everybody and their mama was named Lee. They had Lee in their names. Matter of fact, I used to not add Lee to my name. It was so many Lees. Sue Lee. Bertha Lee, May Lee, Jesse Lee, just Lee. It's just as I became an adult, I started putting Lee back in there. But imagine that. What do you think was driving this man? You think this guy, hey, as what you think that was because of General Lee? Well, no, I didn't even know about General Lee then. What the? No, it was just a country name, the Lee thing. It was country. And I think it was like, you know how they have the number one names? Like, everybody think this name is better, think of that. But what do you think was driving this guy to kill his own children, allegedly? Police say he ran, stole a car, and was later killed in a shootout. Watch this.
ABC News reporting the 31-year-old joined the Louisiana National Guard in 2013 and served 7 years without being deployed. The shooting took place in House Speaker Mike Johnson's district. He offered thoughts and prayers to the family. The shooting impacting people beyond Louisiana. The mayor of Shreveport highlighting that in his statement that reads in part, "Tragedy like this does not belong to one family alone. It belongs to all of us. Today, our community is grieving the unimaginable loss of innocent children. There are no words that can make sense of it and no distance that shields us from it."
Take out this evil out of our nation, out of our parish, out of our city, out of our lives, God. We know mental illness is real, God.
This attack considered one of the deadliest mass shootings in Louisiana. The community asking for prayers.
This community needs you. I need you. Because how do we get through this?
Amazing, huh? A person told a KTBS reporter. A person told the Oh, we got to take a break. Let me take a quick break. We have one little song by Ernest. Amazing. What do you think? The same thing that drove this person to what he's been accused of doing, to do. It's the same thing that's driving you. It's no different. Wake up. If not now, when? For your own life's sake. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not started a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. I mentioned the counseling. I do counseling around the world every day. And from by phone, Skype, or in-house. Is that the right word? Hey, inward.
In person.
In person. Thank you. In person. And but you got to make an appointment anywhere in the world, right? Go to JesseLeePeterson.com, JesseLeePeterson.com, and it's the best counselor on this planet, and not because of me. I take no credit for it, but people help by it every day, family, individual, whatever. All right, and then the merch. This month is running out really fast. It's coming to an end real fast. You can also call 800-411-BOND for counseling. 800-411-2663. Or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. All right. The sale. There's a sale on the merch. Amazing. You see, amazing. All type of shirts and mugs and T-shirt, a 30% sale off all merch except the coffee and the books. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't say you didn't know about it. And when you order the merch, be sure, remember to use JLP30, the code. Use the code. Put in that code, JLP30 at the checkout. All right? Amazing. JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Amazing. Here's that final soundbite on this report of the shooting of this man's family, I guess, out of Louisiana on Sunday. A person told a KTBS reporter that the incident started with a domestic dispute over a breakup. Watch this. From KTBS.
The shooting has devastated the surrounding community after many people learned early this morning of the violence and the children's tragic deaths. Throughout the day, the scenes drawn concerned onlookers and people wanting more information, some with personal ties to the victims, and they couldn't hide their grief. One of those who spoke to KTBS told our Shannon Bernias this apparently stemmed from a disturbing relationship breakup and a mother wanting a divorce.
So she found out he got another baby on the way, and then boom, 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 that. Everything, so everything boiled down to that. So other than that, I don't know what went wrong this morning, but I hope she pulled through. So she got shot 8 times. So I'm five grandkids gone.
Pray for the victims, pray for the person even do it. We don't know what has happened, but we know it's still a God above, and we need prayer.
Amazing. What do you think drive people to do what this person was accused of doing, or anything, really? It's evil. God knows that, but you don't know it because you don't pay attention to you. And I want to warn the men and the ladies, but the men especially. And the reason I want to warn the men, because I hear these stories all the time from around the world with men who have children with these women. And the first thing the woman want to do, and I don't know what happened in this situation at all, but they want to take your children away from you. And the court assists them in taking your children. And then when they want to take your children or keep them away from you, even when the court say you can, oh, you have a right to see your children, the woman still fight overtime to keep you from seeing your children. Here's what I recommend, so that you will not be getting into thoughts and listening to lies that cause you to regret your reaction. There's a rule, a first rule, and the number one rule, the number one law. And this law is of God, and it is God. God is the law. And unless you do this, you're going to have situations like this and even worse, if it gets any worse. The rule is to only love what's right first. You cannot love what's right first if you love your children first, or if you love your wife first, or your husband, ladies, or anything. You can have nobody or nothing with first love. That's the first rule. To love God, the truth, reality, whatever you want to call it, with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or nobody else. Because if you do, If you love anything else before truth first, that will become your God. It will control you, and you'll find yourself doing what things you'd never imagined that you would do because you made that your God. You cannot have any other person, your wife, your husband, your children, your family members, your friends, your job, your nothing. You cannot love anything else first, and along with loving God, you have to love truth first. And then, if evil uses the woman to try to take your children from you or whatever, you'll be like, oh, okay, no problem. You can have them. And the truth will deal with that situation for you. But you won't allow it to do it because you love the children more than you love God. And now evil in the woman knows that you love the children, and she'll use that against you. She will destroy your children by keeping them away from you and making it difficult in order to get back at you, to bring pain unto you. Because she knows evil is not her, but the evil in her knows that you love those children. But you love them with ego love. You don't love them with God love. Because if you love them with real love, you can take it or leave it. You wouldn't be all up in the courthouse fighting with the devil over them. You would know, God, let your will be done with this. And his will be done for you. And it'll be amazing the outcome that you would get without having to spend one penny. And then the other thing is, the mother of your children cannot use the children to try to hurt you. You will pay attention to what you love, and it hurts you with it. So, men, do what you want. And because that love that you feel for the children, that's not love. That's hate, and you call it love. It's the same phony love you feel for your wife or anyone or anything. It's not real. Love, God is a dispassionate God. Satan is a passionate God. Small g, false God, but passionate, emotional. You got to stop loving anything before what's right. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Love your enemy. And you'll be able to walk away from that and not hating the mother of your children, because you will see that she's evil and she can't help it. It's not her, it's something else driving her. And you will stay with truth. And you'll be fine. Nothing lost, nothing gained. That's what I recommend, because this is happening far too often, where mothers are taking children away from their fathers. And salvation is about a return to the Father. When you return back home to the Father, you're all free again because you're back home. And the devil uses the mother to turn the children from the earthly father and in return turning them away from their spiritual father. All around the planet, it's the same demon, same spirit, and same reaction. But do what you want with that. But I recommend you put first thing first. What a sad way to live. So be a thought watcher this week. You'll see what I'm talking about. Let me go to first time caller out of New York. Aaron, hold on here. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Aaron. Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I've been listening to you for probably 4 or 5 years now, and I've made a lot of improvements in my life and kind of following what you said, and I've noticed that I'm much happier now, but there are a few things that I still am trying to work on.
Okay.
One of them is I finally now see the evil in people, and especially women and like female acting men that like yell and scream and stuff.
Yeah.
And I also see like how most people do stuff because they get a thrill out of it. So now I'm at the point where even at church, I kind of feel like I don't even want to go to church anymore, because I actually see people like up on stage singing or even just doing certain things, and I can see that they're doing it for a thrill. And it just kind of, I guess I'm kind of judging them in a way to where I don't want to be around them. So I'm kind of at the point now where I don't even want to go to church because I feel like it's all fake and people are fake. And I don't know if that's a normal part of waking up and being able to see truth.
And your question for me is what?
Is that normal that now that I see people in their thrills and their evil, manipulative ways that I don't want to be around people anymore?
Absolutely. You are overcoming the world. You're overcoming the world inside of you and the world outside of you inside of others by seeing reality. And so, and when the thought comes to make you want to judge them, it's just a thought. Don't identify with that. And you'll be able to freely just start living your life with the crowd or without the crowd. You'll have perfect peace either way.
Okay. So it's okay that, like, I don't even feel like going to church anymore and stuff. Just kind of have my own relationship with God. And
absolutely. 100%. Because the church is inside of you anyway. It's not the outside. When you go to church, you fellowship with one another to edify and encourage. But at these churches where it's all about religion, God is not even a part of that. So you're seeing reality that God is not there at all.
Okay, so I don't really need any friends or like relationship with anyone. I mean, I feel fine with it, but people around me are like, oh, you don't have any friends, this or that, and kind of make me feel like, you know, then I start questioning myself, like, is it normal that I kind of don't want to be around people that much, but that makes sense.
And what you're starting to see is that your whole life you've never had friends anyway. It's just a word.
True.
And everybody would put it on a showcase personality. And as soon as something didn't go their way, or you said something, did something they didn't agree with, they turned against you. So they were never friends or family members anyway.
Okay.
You've always been alone. You just didn't know it.
Okay, yeah. And, I mean, I'm having a difficulty, you know, breaking away from some people at work that, you know, like, want to gossip and stuff. And I still join in here and there, but I definitely know in the back of my mind that it's wrong and that I need to stop it. So it's just kind of like I've got to overcome that and maybe just learn to not have anybody and just kind of be on my own and live day to day.
Yes. And even at work with the gossiping thing, let's say you around them and they go into their gossiping and normally you would join. Don't respond to it at all. Even if you stand around them, they're doing it, but don't respond. And then they're going to try to make you, what do you think? Because the devil always needs witnesses, right? And so the devil cannot stand alone. And so just don't do it. Or if you start doing it, catch yourself and shock the devil and don't say it. Don't complete it.
Okay. Just, and there's like one person at work that's been kind of attacking me.
Yeah.
And I let them get me angry once, and I deeply regretted it. And I'm still working on that a little bit. And anyways, they're trying to kind of get me fired, I think. So making false accusations, which I feel like my job and everybody knows are false accusations because they know my character. So I should just ignore that and just pretend like she doesn't exist type thing.
Yes. Be done with her. Don't hate her, though, because it's not her. It's the spirit of evil made a home in her mind. In her emotion, don't hate her. But, and then the fact that you got angry this last time, don't judge yourself. Don't say, oh, I got angry. I know better. It's not working, blah, blah, blah. That's a lie from the devil, too. Just realize you gave into the anger by believing the thought, but have no opinion about it. Don't judge yourself because there's no you to judge. And don't believe that lie from Satan. Just realize you caught it a thought and you reacted. And that way, you're getting past that. You're overcoming it. But if you judge yourself, what you think is yourself, you're giving life to evil again.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like I'm on the right path.
You are on the right track. It is working. And don't let evil inside of you or evil inside of other people tell you that it's not. They're lying to you. It is working. God is with you. Otherwise, you wouldn't even see and know what you know now. So he's with you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jesse, for everything. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes, I did. I forgave my mother and father a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And my mother kind of laughed about it. My dad didn't say much, but she told me that afterwards she thinks that it made an impact on my father. Like, he seemed, like, happy to hear that, and because I feel like he was carrying a lot of guilt and stuff.
Right. And your mother, she the devil laughed, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right on.
She just said, okay, thanks, and kind of laughed.
Yeah, the devil laughed. The devil laughed, what the? You trying to wake up?
Yes.
Amazing. You are, and so you're doing the silent prayer, you're staying present.
Yes, I'm doing the silent prayer, and I'm, like, forcing myself to be present at times, but I do have a hard time with the silent prayer. It just seems like thoughts come up into my mind, but I know that that's the devil, and I try to avoid the thoughts, but
Don't avoid them. You want to be aware of them.
Yep.
And the fact that when you can see them, it means that you are being separated from them so that you can stop calling them you. You've always had all these thoughts racing in your head, or a few thoughts or sometimes none. But now you're aware of it. Don't argue with it. Don't fight with it. Just watch it. That's all you need to do. And that way it won't be hard to deal with. because the light, which is true, is dealing with the darkness. There's nothing you can do about it but be aware.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Jesse. Just listening to you has made a real impact in my life, and I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It is working.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse. Have a good day.
All right now. Amazing. Bye. Amazing. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air. Hey, Jerome. Are you on mute, Jerome? Hold on, Jerome. I'll put you on hold there for a minute. See, let Jared check it out. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Killer old boys. Welcome, the Fallen State member.
Thank you very much. Amazing.
Mari, yesterday during church with Jesse Lee Peterson, I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Love, guys.
Thank you very much. You too. It was amazing. Went by fast, but okay. Thank you.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing. Thumbs up.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah. Groip, groip. Welcome, new Bond supporter. Groip, groip, 9,000.
Thank you, groip, groip. 9,000. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla has been a member on the Bond YouTube channel. That's where we stream church with Jason Lee Peterson, Rebuilding the Man, for 12 months. And he says, quote, they call him King.
They call him amazing. Right on. Thank you. Thank you for your support. I absolutely appreciate you helping us to help others. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 777 gold pills on pilled.net. Amazing church.
Yeah, fellowship was amazing yesterday. Pastor Shally, did you like Jason's talk? What do you think about that? Amazing. Thank you all.
Very nice. The Joshua James, we are all sinners. That's why we need Jesus. Christ is King.
And did Christ say you were a sinner, or did he say your sins have been forgiven? Just asking, but thank you.
Very nice. Harmony Harms, you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lamb, 1976. Hassan may be trying to convey that sinning still has natural consequences. So if you sin now, it is at your own risk. There's a reason Christ promoted holiness. It's the true nature of the Father.
Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K, 8 coffees, church donation. Heart. Thanks, hands.
Thanks, Bree K. I appreciate it.
That's
really.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Right on.
Lori, church was good. Everyone's honesty helps my journey every Sunday. Every day, seemingly small life experiences can teach us so much when we drop the anger and pay attention.
Yeah.
Jason gave good examples of this at Walmart and going for a run, etc. Thanks, Jesse.
He really did. And you're right about that. So, Aaron, I forgot to mention, I don't know if you're watching our fellowship, but it was amazing. We had like real church. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing.
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you all. I got to take a quick break. Maybe this hour went by like that. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake
Check
news right now.
Out. Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
We'll be right back.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? 8 children between the ages of 1 and 14 are dead after a mass shooting in Louisiana, according to police and Ground News. And you heard that earlier this hour, the end of hour, this is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show this Monday, April 20th, AD 2026. Happened over the weekend on Sunday, a mass shooting in Shreveport, Louisiana left 8, count them, children dead after domestic disturbance, per Shreveport Police Chief Wayne Smith. Police fatally shot the suspect following a vehicle pursuit into Bossier Parish. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. You know, I don't know. French. Is that French? Police described the incident as a domestic disturbance after being dispatched just after 6 a.m. to the 300 block of West 79th Street. Officers discovered the scene extended to connected locations, including Harrison Street. At least 10 people struck by gunfire in Shreveport, where 8 children aged 1 to 14 were killed. 2 women survived the violence despite being shot in the head, although they were in critical condition, according to that report. And that guy had carjacked somebody at gunpoint. Oh, man. Smith, that's Wayne Smith, the police chief, called the event an extensive scene unlike anything most of us have ever seen. Louisiana State Police detectives investigating the case and seeking public assistance with photos and video evidence. With shootings contained to a domestic disturbance in the Shreveport, there's no ongoing threat to the public. Officials are piecing together the timeline of these sprawling crime scenes that began early Sunday morning. What a mess. And they did identify, I think, the kids, the children, who were indeed shot. By the way, speaking of shooting, 3 students and 2 others were shot along a nightlife district near the University of Iowa, according to authorities. Near Iowa, I think it is. I was reading it U-L-O-W-A, but I think it's U-I-O-W-A, University of Iowa campus, leaving multiple people injured, per Iowa City Police Department. ICPD officers were dispatched around 1:46 a.m. to a large fight in the 100 block of East College Street. Arriving officers heard gunfire. Multiple victims were transported to area hospitals for treatment of gunshot wounds, and the university said there were, quote-unquote, confirmed victims, without releasing specific conditions details. The university issued a hawk alert 1:51 a.m., advising the campus community to avoid the College and Clinton Street area and remain vigilant. Terrible. Anyway, going on to the national and world news, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, says that the United States struck and seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship in the Gulf of Oman. Oh, man. Trump says the United States negotiators will be in Pakistan Monday for talks with Iran, but Iran breached the truce, and he's threatening to attack their infrastructure. What a mess. He, by the way, in America, Trump has announced reforms to accelerate access, communist buzzword, to psychedelic drug treatments. Did you guys see him in the Oval Office with a bunch of people, including that guy, Joe Rogan, that's competitor? Interested. On Saturday, Trump signed an executive order, an EO, in the Oval Office to expedite research into psychedelic drugs, including Ibogaine, for treating serious so-called mental health conditions. Citing data that over 14 million Americans suffer from serious mental illness, HHS Secretary RFK Jr. and podcaster Joe Rogan urged the president to pursue these therapies. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that is. Officials committed $50 million to research while directing the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, to accelerate review timelines via priority vouchers and extend right to try. Remember right to try? Trump is pushing right to try, letting people try it. Provisions for eligible patients. So it's an illegal drug outside of clinical studies settings, but we'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, JLP Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies, was also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Amazing question for those who want to overcome evil. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to run around and do whatever it is you're doing, taking your children to these horrible schools because you don't want to stay home and raise them. It's not enough thrill for you. You got to go out and work so the people at work can think you're wonderful. Whatever, right? You can podcast the show. Whether you're going to the cotton field or working out or whatever, you can listen on your phone, podcast, and listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, yes, we do. But every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? That's true. You need a renewed mind. A new mind. You've been lied to. From the moment you popped out of mama's womb until the moment you wake up. You've been lied to, and that's why life is so tough. And the people that lied to you about life were having miserable lives themselves. It wasn't working for them, but that's what they have been told. And somehow or another, you got to make it work. You cannot make it work. Either life worked naturally on its own, or it will not work at all. Your effort only make it worse. Oh, I'm so ambitious, you say. I gotta have this, I gotta have that, you say. And then you cry. Let me go to Waylon out of, I guess it's LA, I don't know. James, where's Waylon from? I don't think Derek can hear me.
Louisiana. Waylon, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I almost died Saturday.
What do you mean?
So I was at a beach, and so I never told you this, but I actually have three moms. The reason I bring that up is because the first time I called you, I said I used to be a mama's boy. That was with my birth mom.
Are you on a speaker, Waylon?
I don't think so. Well, let me check. No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was with my birth mom and my oldest brother on her side and my niece and nephew. And I do want to get to the point of the story, but Louisiana, we in Alaska are the two only states not have counties. So in Louisiana, we have parishes. So I was at a beach in Cameron Parish, and pretty much my niece and I, we were swimming, and they had these big rocks on the they had these big rocks in front of us, and I was being stupid by swimming over them, but I was 19. I knew the risk. I knew I could have died. My niece is 8. So here I am. I'm just swimming, and here I'm swimming in front of the rocks. Next thing you know, I'm caught in a riptide for the first time in my life, and I'm screaming, help, help, and I think I'm going to die. And I just start fading in and out, but thankfully, Jesus sent a stranger to save my life. And yes, sir, my niece is safe, too. So we are both still alive to this day. But the reason I bring that up is because when you're trying to die to your ego, how do you deal with that after almost dying, like in real life?
You still stay out of your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies. Just watch thoughts. Stay away from them. The spirit of truth will cause the ego to depart from you.
All right.
Yeah, just stay away from thoughts. That's all.
All right, thank you. And I was paying attention whenever I called the show. I was paying attention to what you said about how, even though I should do it my whole life, you said this week the assignment is to say no to thoughts from the moment you wake up,
yes.
Which I actually did do a silent prayer whenever I woke up this morning.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
All right, be safe.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse, let me go to Brady. Out of Arizona, Brady, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. I don't know if you saw over the weekend in Lebanon, the IDF soldier using a sledgehammer, busting up the statue of Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't see that.
And alongside the statue on the ground, it said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's,
go ahead.
It was very, very horrible. Thing to look at. It was very horrible just to look at that photo. It's all over the world right now on the internet. But the little condemnation coming back from Israel is disgusting.
It was horrible for you to see this statue being torn down.
Well, you got a guy taking a sledgehammer to the statue of Jesus. It was pretty disgusting.
Did you say that was horrible?
Yes, it was horrible and disgusting.
Why horrible and disgusting? Disgusting.
I guess it created a picture in my head of what they did to Jesus in the old days. You got to remember, it was the Romans and the Jews that took out Jesus. And King Herod.
Brady, why was it horrible to see a statue being taken down?
I don't know. I guess I had it in my head. It associated the statue with Jesus.
But the statue had nothing to do with
it.
But the statue had nothing to do with Jesus. And Jesus even said we shouldn't even make any graven images of God at all. And so it was just a statue, and you were tripping in your head.
Well, okay, I mean, it's a statue, you know,
it's just like the picture with Trump. People reacted to that. It's just a statue. It has nothing to do with Jesus, and your overreaction to it was happening in your mind. It wasn't even reality.
Well, I'm not really overreacting. I'm just telling you what the Israelis have done.
The fact that you said, oh, this is horrible, and you blame the Jews or you blame somebody else, it means you have a problem with it. It's just a stature.
I have a problem with what they're doing.
Why?
The Israeli the regime, the 2030 Israeli
problem.
Why
are you having a problem with it?
Because they're killing Christians.
What does that have to do with you?
I'm a Christian.
But what does that have to do with you?
They're my fellow man.
What does that have to do with you?
Don't you supposed to have feelings towards others, Jesse, and have a heart?
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because God said to love him and then love your neighbor as yourself. Emotions are not love. That's hate. You're having a hate experience, and you're calling it love, and that's not love. You shouldn't be feeling anything over a statue.
I'm feeling the pain of the ethnic cleansing of my fellow Christians.
That's dumb.
What don't you understand about that?
Let me tell you this. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was stunned and saddened by the photo of an IDF soldier taking what appears to be an axe and sledgehammer to the face of the statue. That's from NBC News. So apparently Benjamin Netanyahu feel what you feel about it as well. We say that.
I don't have anything to do with Benjamin Milakowski from Poland. His real name is Milakowski.
But what do you think about the fact he felt what you felt?
Another fake Jew, Jesse, which I call a gyno.
How do you feel about knowing that he felt what you felt about the statue?
Just another lie from the Jews.
Oh, okay. Do you love Benjamin Netanyahu?
No, I don't. And I know I'm supposed to work on it, but I despise that man. I despise him.
And do you love God?
My heart, Jesse.
Do you love God?
Yes, I love God. I don't think God likes.
How is it that you love God? How is it that you love God and you hate his creation?
I don't think God likes Netanyahu either or Milakowski from Poland either.
I mean, Brady, how is it that you love God but you hate God's creation?
Because they're killing my fellow man. I'm not supposed to love someone that's murdering us.
Where
does it say that in the Bible?
Does God love the murderer?
I don't know. He probably shouldn't if he does.
God should not love the murderer?
No.
All right. Thank you, Brady. 888-775-3773. I want to, before I go back to the calls, and I will, I want to give you another. I showed you the mass killing that was reported out of Louisiana where this man was accused of killing 8 children, right? And I want you, do what you want with this, but I want you to see what's driving human beings. You are not in control of your own life. And blind people look at this guy, this situation, and they just blame the guy. Oh, what are you doing it for? This is saying we got to stick together as a community. I'm just so mad about this. And we got to pass new laws and we got to do this. Blind people. Blind leading the blind. Because they can't see what's going on within themselves. They do not see what's going on in others. And they think laws will make a change, will make that, cause that not to happen. It's not true. The law will not stop evil from happening inside of you, in your mind. They got tons of laws. Truckloads of laws. They make a new law for everything. They even made a law called hate crime. Can you get any dumber than that? You're like, as though there's something called love crime. Hate crime is due to hate. All crimes. is due to hate. There's no love in crime. What the? But the law's not going to stop it. Human beings are not in control of their own life. You, every human being, no matter who you are, you're being controlled by evil until you overcome evil, and then you'll be controlled by good. You're not in control of anything. You like to think you are, but then you lie. If you're in control of anything, stop yourself from never, ever, ever having another negative thought. Here's another example. What do you think, if this is true, what do you think caused this to happen? People don't just wake up in the morning and decide, let me just go out and commit a crime. Let me go and hurt somebody. Let me go and hurt myself. You're not making those decisions. You are not making those decisions. It's a spiritual battle, a warfare, evil, hate, good. And it doesn't want you to have anything to do with good. Why do you think human beings blame each other for the way they feel? Why do you think human beings do that? Because they are evil. They are messengers of hate. They are evil. They have no love. Victim mentality people. Victim mentality people are evil people. They're always blaming someone else for the way they feel. Why would you feel bad about a statue being torn down? That's just a statue. Nothing is happening to God nor his son Jesus. Nothing. But in your mind, oh, they stole down a statue of Jesus. How about make no graven images? Because once you do, you're going to worship that image. And you're going to feel bad if something should happen to that image. You're going to feel emotional. You're going to feel angry. You're going to blame over material things that's here today and gone tomorrow. Think about that. And the people that tore the statue down, I didn't see it. I'm not aware of it. I haven't seen it. Just heard about it from the caller. They did it because they knew you would react to it. The devil knows how to get you to react. And when he gets you to react, he has control of you. Fox 35. I want to know, are you capable of forgiving this person? Are you capable of forgiving this person? Anna Kepner, an 18-year-old teen at Temple Christian School in Florida, died on November 2025 aboard a carnival. Horizon cruise ship. Watch this from WESH.
A teen accused of murdering his stepsister on a cruise ship will be prosecuted as an adult.
The DOJ made that announcement today in its first public comments on the Anna Kepner case that, of course, made national headlines back in November.
Hey, good evening. We already knew from the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner that Anna Kepner died by asphyxiation. According to the DOJ, the 16-year-old stepbrother sexually assaulted the Titusville teen before he intentionally killed her. 5 months after 18-year-old Anna Kepner was found dead in a Carnival cruise ship cabin, her 16-year-old stepbrother has been indicted as an adult by the U.S. Department of Justice.
He's certainly looking at a maximum potential sentence of life in prison.
After he was initially charged as a juvenile in February...
Can you tell us the status of his release terms?
The stepbrother kept his head down and didn't say a word as he left federal court in Miami. Newly unsealed court documents reveal the 16-year-old suspect is charged with Kepner's murder and aggravated sexual abuse.
I don't even really want to think about that one, because I can't even begin to imagine what she went through.
I spoke by phone with Anna's biological mother, Heather Wright.
I'm just happy that my daughter got justice. And that they tried him as an adult because I was a little worried.
The Titusville teen was a high school cheerleader set to graduate this year.
No justice, no peace. Amazing, huh? Can you forgive this boy who was accused of that? Are you capable of forgiveness? Court paper and hearings from the stepmother-child custody case shows the stepmother was not allowed, the stepbrother was not allowed back in the home to keep other children in the house safe. WESH, watch this.
A beautiful human being, a beautiful soul.
Nancy Larkin's granddaughter was one of Kepner's classmates at the Temple Christian School.
We knew basically from the beginning what has happened, and we've been waiting for this, and we are very grateful.
Before Monday's announcement by the DOJ, details surrounding the FBI investigation to Kepner's murder during a family vacation have been revealed through court filings and hearings in her stepmother's child custody case.
Why couldn't you bring back to your home?
I'm looking out for the safety of the other children in the home.
And we are learning the conditions of the stepbrother's release through the newly unsealed federal court documents. He must live with his uncle in Hernando County, and he cannot be alone with anyone under the age of 18 without adult supervision. He's also subject to GPS monitoring.
Amazing. Are you able to forgive him? Capable of forgiving him? And do you think God is holding that against him? What's going on with you? Are you watching thoughts? This is a spiritual battle, folks, and I'm encouraging you to pay attention to you so you can understand what's driving you, and that will cause you to understand what's driving them. And then you will stop being a judger and a victim. You will stop being a victim. The only reason you're a victim is because you're a judger. You play God. God doesn't judge. Why do you? Have you ever asked yourself that? Have you ever asked yourself that? Work on you and have life. Woe unto the man or the woman who call good evil and evil good. Are you a messenger of good or evil? This is hell on earth inside of human beings. Hell worked through the human beings. The nature of human being is evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities, and wickedness in high places. And I want you to know and pay attention to it, but don't judge. Anytime you hear a person blame anyone else for a life situation for them, is evil. Victims with bad news, they're evil. They don't love you. They don't love themselves. And they love no one. That's why they rejoice. Have you noticed that bad news travel real fast? Good news, it can hardly get through. It can hardly get through. Your nature, all natures are that of the devil. Human nature. That's why human beings, when they get angry, can you imagine accepting anger as good? When they get angry, they blame someone else for their anger. They don't know that it's inside of them, but they have a thrill for being angry. They have a thrill for blaming others. It's a thrill. They wake up with joy. And when these people commit earthly crimes like this, there should be laws to contain these people, because if you don't, they would go completely out of control due to evil. So you need something. We need the land, the law of the land, in order they can make it fair. Law today is not even, the laws of the earth are not fair anymore. Have you noticed that? They're not fair. But with fair laws, you need them, the physical laws, to contain evil people, because unless that man or that woman start to overcome evil, they'll go out of control. So I'm not saying they shouldn't be punished, but I'm saying that something else is driving you and every human being. You are not in control. You like to think that you have control of your life, but you don't. It's just another thought. It's just another thought. Marilyn is out of Florida. Marilyn, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. Marilyn, speak up a little into your phone.
Okay, can you hear me a little better now?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was just wondering why you don't blame the Jews.
For what?
For the hour that we're in, for this specific present moment of disorder.
I'm sorry.
Don't you feel like that? Like, why wouldn't you think that they are in control of us and
in control of
more
what?
Or less the whole world?
What do you mean by that?
Like, they want us to idol worship. They want us to serve a god and a master rather than a friend and a lover.
Are they able to make you do that?
Well, yeah, because they have this system set up.
How do they make you serve? How are they able to make Marilyn serve a master?
Because they're acting as the masters.
But what's wrong with you that you allow them to control you like that? If that's true, what you're saying, what's wrong with you?
Well, I don't have a choice in the matter.
So you don't have any choice but to allow the Jews to control you?
I mean, we are in this system and we are forced to participate in it. If it was another system, like everybody had whatever they wanted in whatever color they wanted it.
Marilyn, don't hang up. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. So during the break, the anchor baby gave me a little history lesson on Lebanon and the Christians, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, announcement. Don't forget to like these videos. Like these videos. And also, remember to donate to helping others, helping us to help others. All right? Go to... you can make a check of money order out and send it to Bond at P.O. Box. Make your check of money out to Bond and then send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation, or go to rebuildingdemand.com/show. Rebuildingdemand.com/show. Or you can hit the something code, QR code to support Bond, the QR code, all right? And those who are helping us to upgrade our equipment, thank you for supporting that as well. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And from 11 to 1, the American Anchor Baby, right after TheHakeReport.com. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And the Anchor Baby just educated me on the history, at least some of it in that little short time there, of what happened with the Christians and the Muslims in Lebanon. Can you repeat what you told me during the break?
Yeah, totally. We were talking a little bit about Lebanon and that news of that statue being hit. And I was just saying how it actually, well, anyway, I was telling you about the history of Lebanon and how World War I happened. Basically, the Europeans had their fight, right?
Right.
And it turned into a big old world war. And then they carved up certain areas of the world, like the Ottoman Empire collapsed. And they gave, in the League of Nations at the time, which was the predecessor to the UN, gave France this area called Lebanon, the mandate to Lebanon. They had to carve up this old empire and decide what to do with the land and the people. So they gave France this one area. They gave Britain this other area. They called it the Mandate to Palestine, which became Israel.
Oh, but you told me that...
And so Lebanon, they're in Lebanon, in that area, they're were these old Christians, Maronite Christians.
Before they were Muslims.
Yes. They've been there for a long, long time.
Yeah, you told me during the break that Lebanon at one time was a Christian nation, right?
So what happened is these Maronite Christians, correct.
Okay.
Well, it's just not fair to say it was a Christian nation. It was mixed, but heavily Christian, majority Christian.
Okay.
And that was due to these Maronite Christians who were friends with France. And France liked those Christians, et cetera, whatever, long story short. They had a lot of influence in shaping the country, but the Muslims make a lot more babies. And alongside immigration, they started displacing those Lebanese Christians. And eventually it turned into a civil war in 1975, and it's just never been the same since.
So it was you said during the break that it was a religious war.
The civil war thing?
Uh-huh.
Political, religious, but yeah, it is religious and demographic because it was
because
these Muslim populations.
The religious people have always been fighting one another over who religion is the best and which religion is right.
Right.
Oh, so that's not a new thing.
Yep.
They fight over religion. Can you believe that?
It makes total sense that this is happening. It makes sense that this idea of soldier would hit something like that and that Bibi would say that, and I believe him.
You believe Bibi?
Yeah.
And what did Bibi say again?
That he feels bad about it. He doesn't like that happened.
But the statue being torn down.
Right.
And so it was a religious, at one time, according to what you were telling me earlier, that Lebanon was predominantly Christian.
Yep.
And then they allowed the Muslim, the immigration like they do here now and around the white world.
Plus the Muslims that were already there making more babies.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They allowed them to come and migrate into Lebanon.
Correct.
Right? And then as a result, they took over Lebanon.
Bingo.
They had a war against the Christians and took over Lebanon.
Yeah, so this has happened in a bunch of nations in that area where this Muslim return and uprising, it happened in Iran. Back in the day, we used to have a pro-Western guy in Iran.
And so that's what they get for letting illegal aliens or immigrants into their country.
Bingo.
Huh?
Bingo, yep.
Amazing. So it's the religious war is still going on because I noticed that not all, but the Christians hate the Jews and the Jews hate this and the this hate the Jews, this, and everybody hates somebody over nothing. Ego mess. Amazing. Thank you, Nick. I didn't know that. I may have heard it somewhere since doing radio and TV, but you made me see it a little clearer. A religious war. So this warfare with the Christians, and is this a religious war that's happening with the Christians and the Jews now?
What are you asking? Where?
You know how some Christians don't like the Jews now? They blame the Jews, and some Jews blame the Christians?
I can't help but see. This is my opinion. This is how I see that a lot of people have adopted an old story, which is like rock, paper, scissors. And it's like Jew goes against Muslim, and Muslim goes against Christian, and Christian goes against Jew. And it's like you got to adopt this old story. And it's like if you're a Catholic, then you're not a Jew. That means you have to be distinct. And that already creates a conflict. And so a lot of people are adopting that.
Where is the love? What the? Thank you, Nick. Mm-hmm. Let me go back to Maryland out of Florida. Maryland.
It's not rock, paper, scissors.
Marilyn.
There is an...
Marilyn.
Jesse.
Marilyn.
Can you hear me?
Are you on a speaker or Bluetooth?
No. Can you hear me better like this?
You're not on anything but right on the phone, right?
No, I'm just on my regular phone.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you better now. Stay with it.
Okay, great. I was just saying there is a difference between the Jews and the Christians, a big difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within and that we are co-heirs with Christ and friends of God. But the Jews want us to idol worship and serve a master rather than have a friend. That's the separation. Either everyone gets along as co-heirs, or there is a hierarchy of an idol that we are to worship
and not consider what God considers worth, which is us. That's the biggest separation.
And so are they making you do that?
Well, we do live in this system that is, you know, very controlled.
Are the Jews, if what you're saying is true, if it's true, are the Jews making you worship a hierarchy or something? Are they making you, Marilyn, do that?
Yes, money. Money is an idol. There's a lot of things that they're forcing us to idolize in order to survive.
Marilyn, are they making you idolize anyone other than God?
Right. They're making us idolize everything but God.
Not us, you. Are they making you idolize anyone other than God?
By not considering
give me a yes or no
of
first.
God, yes,
Marilyn,
they are.
Are they making you idolize anyone but God?
They're not making me idolize anything, but they're forcing me to participate in the system.
You don't want to participate?
I want to be treated as a queen, and I want every woman to be treated as a queen.
But
I want every
man
to be treated as a king.
No, you're not kings or queens.
We're co-heirs and friends of God.
That
we
don't
do
make
not
you a
have
king
ma- a master
or,
ruling over us.
That doesn't make you a king or a queen. So let me ask, are the Jews, you said, no, they're not making Maryland for Florida. They're not making you idolize anyone other than God?
I'm not idolizing anything at all for any reason.
So the Jews are not...
Until things
Jews are
right.
Are not, the Jews are not able to make you idolize anything?
No, I don't know how to answer that question, Jesse, but
why
I do
not?
Have one
you don't
more
know
thing to ask you about
you
the
don't
statues.
Know, you don't know, and I'll let you ask me about the statue, but I want to really understand. I'm asking because I want understanding. Marilyn from Florida, are the Jews making you idolize anyone or anything but God?
I believe we are all God.
Are we talking about only you? I didn't, Marilyn? No. Marilyn, come back.
No one can be an idol if everyone is God.
Marilyn.
Yes.
Give me a yes.
The Jews are not making me idolize anything but or anything. They're not making me idolize anything.
And so for those who believe that the Jews are making them idolize anything, how is it that they're not able to make you idolize anyone but God? How are you getting around
that? Because I am God. God lives within me.
Lord.
I know I'm not separate from God.
Okay, thank you.
In order to idolize something else. Okay, let me ask you about the statues real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think it would be okay if everybody had a statue? Like would it be terrible if everybody in the world had a statue and maybe that could bring some peace in the matter about statues rather than just one person having a statue?
If every human being on the planet had a statue, because their hearts are wicked, they would still fight. Your statue is taller than my statue. Your statue is bigger than my statue.
Right.
Your statue is in a better place than my statue. They would still fight because it's the human heart heart that's wicked. It has nothing to do with the statue itself.
Thank you, Jesse. Always a pleasure.
You too, Marilyn. Thank you. 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-S-S-E. Let me go to first-time caller out of Washington State. Daniel.
How are you doing?
On the air.
Hey, Jesse, I love what you do. I always watch your stuff, man.
Thank you.
Yep. So, you're in full support of everything we're doing over there in Iran, right?
I'm neither for or against it.
Neither for or against it. Yeah. All right. What makes you neither for or against it?
Because I don't know all the end details about everything. And so I have to just wait and see the outcome.
Okay. Are you still supporting Trump? Are you still happy with everything he's doing?
I am totally happy with the Great White Hope.
the great white hope. I hear you, man.
Do you support the Iran war?
I'm kind of with you. I don't, and I do.
And why you don't?
I mean, you know, I just don't want people going over. One thing I'm worried about is the draft opening up and then a bunch of people getting pulled into it. I think that would be a terrible situation.
But why not think that way at all, but have a way to see? Because thinking that way are just thoughts. And when you think that way, you're going to come up with conclusions and ideas about the so-called future, and it's going to affect you personally in a negative way.
True.
Why not
True.
Just have a way to see? What would happen if you just had a way to see, okay, I voted for President Trump. He said he was going to make the things better. Let's wait and see. Why not just have a wait and see without thinking?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I like that.
And so why not do that?
Well, now I'm going to. I didn't think about not doing that before. I guess that's a smart thing to do because, yeah, he's still got, 2 years left?
Right,
so.
Yep.
Amazing. I mean, he did say in 2000, I think it was 2017, they asked him, hey, Trump, how are you going to handle Iran? And he said it before this election, long before. He said, I'm going to bomb them. I mean, it's not like he lied.
That's right. I saw a report the other day where Jimmy Carter, the Bushes, and even Barack Obama had an issue with Iran. So it's like they said that these people have been supporting terrorism for a lawful years. There have been complaints about it. And it seems that only Donald Trump is really taking care of the issue.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, the news is doing a good job of painting them in a bad light. I'll say that, but they always do that.
They're painting Trump in a bad light.
Yeah. I mean, they're always doing that, though.
Well, they're supposed to do that because the news reporters are on the side of evil, and they would never report good. They don't want you or any of the American people, whether it doesn't matter what party you belong to, they don't want you to know good because good means that you start thinking for yourself and they would be out of business. So they're going to only report evil. Remember how they protected Joe Biden when we all can see that Joe Biden, something we didn't know exactly what it was, but he was home. The light was on, but he wasn't home. But the media protected that, covered that up through the whole time.
Yep, you're right. You're right.
So just remember, Daniel, this is hell on earth, and human beings are evil until they overcome. And that's spiritual, and human beings are never going to be messengers of love. They're going to always be messengers of hate until they return to love.
Right. Right. That's
amazing.
It is amazing. Hey, can I ask you one more question real quick?
Yes.
Well, what do you think about Tucker Carlson switching up on him and Alex Jones and those supporters?
I've been hearing about what Tucker's been saying, but I don't think anything about it. I like the fact that the president is able, if the whole world turns against him, he still does what he needs to do. If friends become foes and foes become friends, if he lose everything, he's still able to keep going and doing what he got to do. So it seemed to be based on he seemed to operate from love rather than operating from what others think of him.
Right.
So I don't think much about it.
Okay. All right. I like that. Well, like you say, it's amazing.
It's amazing. Stay with it, Daniel.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Amy out of Texas. Amy, you are on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Are you a first-time caller?
How are you? No, sir.
Okay.
I've talked to you before.
All right. All is well, Amy.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So I'm calling because, oh my gosh, I'm getting nervous again. I talked to you once before. I asked you about
Kundalini. And you said Kundalina.
Who is Kundalina?
So Kundalini, supposedly it's a caller talked about Gnosticism. Not a caller, I'm sorry. It was your fallen state guy that said Gnosticism.
That was from last Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you a Kundalina? Yeah.
No, I am not. Oh. No, I was apparently, only asking because...
Apparently there are like a whole bunch of different religions, and most of them I have not even heard of. And I started to hear about Buddha and other religion when I started the radio show and TV. People would bring up these different religions, but I don't know anything about all that mess.
Well, I have found, because I noticed once I started seeking and looking within, like you, I started seeing all these different religions, and it seemed like Gnosticism was the closest that was that you seemed to, I guess, follow,
I'm not into religion.
No, I know that. I don't mean that. Yeah. I don't mean it like that. No, I'm just using it for word's sake. I don't mean it that you are religious. It's just for word's sake.
Right.
It is the similar way that you speak. That's the same language that I'm hearing from Gnosticism that I found.
Okay.
And then Kundalini was linked into that. And so anyway, yeah.
Hankins tell me that it is a Hindu's, tell me.
It's a Hindu term, a form of divine feminine energy.
What?
Yes.
According to Wikipedia.
Yes. Right.
Hindu are like the Indian and that's the Indian people with the dot on their heads.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not, but yes, I'm white. I'm more Native American, if anything. Yes, sir.
And you're Native American.
Native American.
So you're half breed.
Yes, sir.
Half breed. That's all I ever heard. Half breed. I love and hate the world.
Well, I was mainly calling. Yes, I hear it all the time when you sing it.
Go ahead.
I was mainly calling to ask about a business because, see, I moved past all of that. I noticed when you seek, you know, God will show you, you know, different. You'll keep going down these paths and then you'll see that it's not. You know, he leads you on a path to show you that it's not the right path. You know what I mean? So you can move on and keep going. And
absolutely.
It's absolutely amazing where he's leading me. And I'm getting the feeling to open up a business.
Okay.
And I live in a small town in Texas, and people are coming to me and asking me, you know, where I get this from, you know, and I tell them, I look within, and
right on.
So I feel like it is needed here. I want something.
Can you hold
something,
for me? Amy,
yes,
hold on so you don't feel rushed. Hold on for me, all right?
Yes, sir.
Let me take a break. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. The hate news is coming. One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Our greatest president is going to read from a passage from the Bible, if he hasn't already. And it'll be released during this America Reads the Bible marathon thing going on this week. Nice. Happening tomorrow is the plan. And Maryland records its first case of highly contagious measles in 2026 from an international traveler, of course. And John Fetterman raising concerns about anti-Semitism, all one word with no hyphen, to make it seem more real. Within the Democrat Party, we call them demon rats. Who's we? I don't know. And Michigan is refusing the Trump administration's demand, or was refusing it, for 2024 election ballots. Very interesting. DOJ official Harmeet Dillon discussed concerns about the condition of voter rolls. You know, there are non-citizens who are on the voter rolls, according to recent reports from some of these people. Tom Steyer, he's trying to run for governor of California. He's bad news, based on something that I heard him say. I heard that he said, I mean, he spent over $115 million in the California governor's race. Reminds me of another rich man who ran for president from New York, a guy with no personality, surprisingly. Anyway, Mamdani described his relationship with Trump as productive. And by the way, speaking of California, Steve Hilton says, who's a Republican running for office, he's English and American, a dual citizen. California Democrats, according to him, Steve Hilton, stole a staggering $434 billion from taxpayers in just 5 years, bigger than every other state combined. And a new DOJ fraud division is disrupted, or they purporting to disrupt $340 million in fraud schemes. But there is good news being cleaned up, crime being cleaned up in D.C. Incredible news out of D.C. Hardly anyone reported, according to Revolver News. Jonathan Leaf on Substack reports that murder rates have fallen across the country, but the decline in Washington, D.C., that's our nation's capital, is startling. In 2024, they had 274 murders, all right? Just the little area of D.C. This year, it's on pace for 42 murders. It's had just 12 so far this year, and we're, you know, April, like a third of the way in, something like that. That's a decline of almost 85%. There have been as many deaths from traffic accidents in the nation's capital as murders. The fall off corresponds to two factors. In 2022, district voters of D.C. replaced a radical Democrat attorney, like a Soros DA type person maybe, with one who is more serious about prosecuting crimes. The effects of that change are starting to be felt. Of the more recent vintage was President Trump's decision to bring in the National Guard troops into the city streets. That also seems to have deterred violent felons from committing homicides. Interestingly, according to this Jonathan Leaf guy on Substack, the Washington, I call it Washington Compost, hat tip to the guy who says that all the time, the city's local newspaper has not printed a single article about the subject since February 1st. The Compost's editors appear to have decided it's best not to inform their readers about a policy that might lead them to credit or be grateful to Donald J. Trump's administration. Nice, huh? Anyway, let me tell you about this reading the scripture thing, just because it's kind of funny/fun. Tuesday the 21st, tomorrow, President Donald Trump will broadcast a pre-recorded reading of 2 Chronicles, or 2 Chronicles, if you prefer, 7 verses 11 through 22 from the Oval Office during the 6 p.m. Eastern Time hour as part of America Reads the Bible, a week-long live stream featuring nearly 500 participants marking the nation's 250th anniversary. You know, the 4th of July, 2026 will be 250 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Organizers reserved the passage for Trump to foster national healing and renewal. Per Bunny Pounds, founder of the Christians Engaged group, I guess, whose organization runs a week-long event at the Museum of the Bible through April 21st, starting last Saturday, I guess. I'm James Haight, JLP, Hour 3. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new for this week, and it's there to encourage you to stay present, to know thyself. Do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? What is it? So I'm looking at Christ washing a man's foot, and the foot is white. So is that a Jew foot he washing or the white man foot? What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you, if you got to run around, you just can't sit and watch the show anywhere in the world, you can podcast. You can podcast the show and then listen to it as you're moving about on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live. He made it possible at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App is Monday. And we take all calls, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
888, it's time for a renewed mind. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go back to Amy, and I'm trying to get to as many calls in this hour as possible. Let me go to Amy out of Texas. So, Amy, you were mentioning your business you want to start?
Yes, sir.
And what about
it? Something similar to what you do, but the difference is I do not want to preach. I don't want to be the leader. I don't want that. I want to just have a place where people can go here in this little town where they know, where they can look within, where they can know to find God. You know what I mean? Direct them. And it's already falling into place. I'm noticing, like, I already have a building and I don't need they offered me where I don't have to pay mortgage or rent. It's just I pay them a percentage each, like, session, you know, or class, you know, something like that, like a group. But I don't want to lead the group. So that's why I'm calling you, because I don't know. We need something down here that's where you're at, you know.
And why do you want to do that? Why do you want that?
I just feel, I don't know. I mean, if there's just this, people are coming to me and asking me. And so I...
They're asking you what?
They're asking me, like, where do I find, like, my joy? Like, why do I stay so, how do I stay so calm during traumatic situations, that kind of stuff?
Oh,
like,
see. So why do you need to start a business with that? Why don't you just be the light? And then without having to set up a business.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I was just thinking of a group, like similar to how you talked about how your group started. You know, you just got a group in a building, and that's just what I thought of. I mean,
oh yeah, but why not? Since you don't want to be the teacher, why not just continue to be the light? And you can tell the people about our fellowship, about the show, but you're just being the light.
Okay.
That way, you don't get in the way.
I like that. I would love that.
You may be allowing your emotions to get in the way, and it's telling you to start a building and all that stuff.
See, and that's why I called you. So, yeah, the ego, absolutely, 100%. Yes.
So
because what was really cool is a baby actually called me light the other day.
Right on.
It was the neatest thing.
And I want you to encourage it, too. Is to continue to be the light. But when people praise you, don't get a thrill from it. Or if they put you down, don't get a thrill from it. Don't think too high of yourself and don't think too low of yourself. Because those same people that are praising you, they will turn against you as soon as they get mad at you. Or you don't agree with them on something or anything, those same people would turn against you. So if they praise you, thank you very much. And if they put you down, go against you, thank you very much. You treat them both the same.
Right, yes. I've already experienced that because I stupidly, when I first woke up, my sister directed me towards your show. It was over a year ago, maybe a year and a half. And my old job, I stupidly didn't listen, and I wanted to tell everybody.
Yeah.
And I actually saw their demons, like their demons showed themselves to me. And it was creepy. But I thought they were all my friends, good friends, turned on me in an instant. And it was so bad I had to leave that job.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to flourish at this new job because it's a slower pace I can really work on myself.
You know now, but don't give pearls to swines. Meaning that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You just be the light, and that those people who are looking for the light, they will see something in you and that's different. And they will ask about it, and then you appoint them to the Father within.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because there are a lot of people out here, I mean, that I can just see it. I mean, I can feel them, too. I can really feel their pain. It's crazy.
But when that happens, though, don't try to fix their pain or anything.
Okay.
You just be aware of, and then, because a lot of people, you may... I don't know what you mean by feel their pain, but you may feel their pain, but that doesn't mean that they want to be free.
Right.
You know what I mean? Most people that you run into, Amy, they don't want to overcome evil. They love the thrill of evil. They love the thrill of making someone else unhappy. They love the thrill of making people feel good and then feel bad. They love those thrills, and they most people don't want to overcome that. They don't want to overcome evil. So you be careful by being aware, and it's when you deal with people, period.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have noticed that. I really have noticed that. Yeah, it got pretty scary because you were right. Yeah, people will defend to the death their evil. Absolutely. And as humans, we're so stupid. It's like we got to figure it out ourselves. You know, we don't even listen the first time. You know, it's like we have to figure that out ourselves almost. Like you warn us, and I hear it all the time over your, just in the show, all the time, people saying, well, I didn't listen.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I think I have discovered who I am, really am, but I don't want to say it over the air to interfere with anyone else's walk. You know what I mean? I think I'm onto something, and it's incredible.
Well, you stay with it, and just walk in the light and let the light work through you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for what you do. I really, really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Stay with it, Amy. Stay with it. All right?
Thank you.
All right.
You have a blessed day.
You too. 888-77. Jesse, I have a question about this. Really? And I want to know what you think about it, y'all out there around the world. So I have on the Fallen State, and maybe even here on the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show, I have interviewed people who believe that psychedelic drugs can heal you, can take away depression, suicidal thoughts, loneliness, jealousy, envy, strife, sadness, and that somehow or another, and I interview people, so I know about this. This is one thing I do know about it because I've interviewed people about it. Matter of fact, on the Fallen State, you can check that out. I want to know, number one, do you believe that drugs of any kind can heal your spiritual issues, can truly take away the darkness? Do you believe that? And the reason I'm asking, because according to The Hill, podcaster Joe Rogan joined President Trump and others in the Oval Office on Saturday as he signed an executive order accelerating research for certain psychedelic drugs used to treat mental health disorders. I want to know, do you think drugs can solve or resolve mental darkness? Watch this from The Hill.
Today's order will ensure that people suffering from debilitating symptoms might finally have a chance to reclaim their lives and lead a happier life.
Next week, the FDA will issue 3 national priority vouchers for serotonin 2A agonists, also known as psychedelics. Under this new program, in this administration, drugs can get approved in weeks, not a year or a year plus. This is an unmet public health need, and there are potentially promising treatments.
We have a gigantic opiate problem in this country, obviously. In 2024, more than 80,000 people died of overdoses. There's more than 5 million people that are addicted to opiates right now in this country. With one dose of Ibogaine, more than 80% of people are free of that addiction. With 2 doses, it's more than 90%. I sent him that information. The text message came back, sounds great. Do you want FDA approval? Let's do it. It was literally that quick.
Joe is an amazing guy, and he wrote me a little note about this, and I had it checked out. I went to Bobby and Oz. I went to some of the people that work for you. Real pros, and everybody came back with the same answer. You know, normally they'll come back because this happens a lot. We have a couple of them like that where they're not sure. It's like, you know, it goes 2 ways. This thing, everybody thought it was incredible.
So what do y'all think about that? Do you believe that these drugs, saturated drugs, can make heal your mind? I want hate here for a minute. There, have hate come in, and then I got to ask my expert, the anchor baby, too. Do you believe that? What do you think about that? Really, I really want to know. You said Trump said he doesn't have time to be depressed. Yeah. I know. Who has time to be depressed? What? So my experts are here. Hate from the Hate Report, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. And the Hate Report is from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. I'm 9, Sister 9. Hate is 9 to 11.
Glad and somebody's not on autopilot.
I know. An expert here on the Jesse Peterson Show. And then over yonder, what you doing over there when we need you over here? The Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And then a different time on Friday, 12 or so Pacific time. And an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. So, Anchor Babe, I start with you. What do you believe, or what do you think, first of all, about the president signing his bill, psychedelic drugs for mental, quote-unquote, illness? And do you think psychedelic drugs can solve mental illness? What do you think about the president signing that, and do you think that works?
I think he did it because it'll offer some people relief. It might offer some relief or something. I don't know if it'll fix the issue. I tend to think more like him, that it's in your mind. You don't have time to be depressed or something like that.
So you think that psychedelic drugs will make, when you say offer some relief, you mean make the people feel better?
Basically, or
but with a
or
soft,
make them think. Oh, or make them think differently for a bit, because this is just my opinion, but, you know, I think you're very suggestible under these drugs. And I think some of the therapy is geared to suggestibility and just making you think differently. So you might find some relief if you just get out of some sort of pattern or something like that. You might find some relief. And it's really like any other therapy. A lot of these, the medical world is full of therapies that give you relief, not necessarily fix something. But
oh, so it won't. Are you saying, to be clear, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you saying it won't solve psychedelic drugs? You don't believe it will solve the problem. It'll just give you temporary relief?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it'll solve the problem.
And why
I'm not?
Not
sure.
Why not?
I don't think what's wrong. It just doesn't make sense to me that a psychedelic drug, you know, in my mind, these things are like things you trip out on and you like do them recreationally or something. It just doesn't make sense to me. I've seen people go nuts on them. And I think it's because what happened to them, I saw them like in college and stuff. I think what happened to them is they became very suggestible under all these psychedelics and they believed that they were nuts.
Oh.
But anyways, I just don't think it doesn't make sense to me, but.
I interviewed a guy on the FallenState.tv, and he was telling me that something like that, there's this place you can go and get psychedelic drugs, and a lot, but you have to have money, because a lot of the sports people go there and other people, and that you do get, like, your mind go, and you think all is well, for sure. It seems to do that. What do you think about this, Hake? The bill that the president signed, and do you think that it solves mental illness?
I don't know if it does or doesn't. It might help out a little bit because I heard that
you found a girl.
That people see things differently afterwards, or look at things differently.
Things like
this,
what?
When they trip out on this stuff, so to speak, they see that there's something different about life that they hadn't considered, something like that. And so that causes them to see things differently, and that changes how their vicious circle of depression or whatever.
It seems as though, based on what I've been told, I don't know, again, I don't know for sure, but it seems as though they keep having to go back for some more psychedelic drugs. It's like, once that wears off, now you gotta go back for more, and the more you get, the more you want. And after a while, that can be addicting. Am I right?
I don't know. Possibly so. I'm not sure how these things work.
Because one shot won't be enough. I mean, one shot makes you feel good for a minute. But then you go back the next day when that shot wears off. Now you need two shots because the thrill is not the same. And then you need three shots and now you're addicted.
But how about if it changes how you see the world?
What would that mean? I don't know.
So, like, you have in this experience or something, or you see your life in a different way because it messes with your mind.
And what's the difference? What different way?
I don't know. I don't disclose whether I've ever tried this. That way, it's not anybody's business, and I can't.
Ain't nobody business if I do. Yeah.
Because you can solve this. I imagine that you can solve this issue maybe, but you still have a root issue that just comes out in a different way.
Lorraine, who is that up there making all that noise? I don't know. He said his name is Ben. Girl, you better get back up there. You don't mess with Ben. What's that from, Nick?
I don't know, but that's not a response to James. That's not normal.
I haven't seen it either.
You haven't seen it?
Never. Is that a Billie Holiday?
Yeah.
Lady Sings the Blues?
Lady Sings the Blues.
Lucky guess.
She got 'em bad. She feels so sad.
I think we played this out loud.
The blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart. When you got a bad start. Lorraine. No, Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday? Yes. You gonna let my arm fall off here? Amazing movie. It's all interested already, right? No. Nick, you went to college?
For a semester.
Really? What?
And I was like, what am I doing? I was doing like Greek and stuff. I'm like, why am I doing this?
So let me ask, and then I ask, hey, did I take some calls on this? People are calling in about it.
It's called university in Canada.
Yeah, I heard the guy said yesterday he went to a university. The young man yesterday for the meeting. Remember, from Canada?
Oh, yeah.
He's from your Canada part, too, right?
Right, GTA. Well, actually, you know how people say, oh, I'm from L.A., but they're actually, like, somewhere far, like Riverside or something?
Right.
That's basically doxing, but yeah, that's basically what they did.
What was his first name?
Yesterday? Michael.
Michael, hey, shout out, Michael.
Hey.
Michael, stay with it. You're a smart guy. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Let me ask real fast, Anchor Baby. You think Jesus used psychedelic drugs to heal?
No, I don't think that. I've never thought that, and I've maybe heard that way later in life, so I find it hard to. I don't even know why someone would think that. Whatever it is, no, I do not think that.
So why do people think psychedelic drugs will heal you now then?
Hey, they think all sorts of things will heal them, so I don't know.
Hey, did Jesus use psychedelic drugs to heal?
I doubt it.
And so why do people think that's what psychedelic drugs will heal you now?
Because there's all kinds of different medicines and tonics that they've come up with. They didn't have aspirin back then either, but we take it today.
Did they have Tylenol there?
Nope, I don't think so. So I don't even think they had penicillin.
Oh, that's too bad.
Antibiotics.
Do you are you surprised the president signed a bill like this?
No, because this has been bubbling just underneath the mainstream for quite some time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Are you surprised, Hank Baby, that the president signed this?
I've been hearing about it. It's been going, the psychedelics have been going through what pot did. Oh, like medicinal, halfway legal. They're going through the same like steps. Oh, so okay. I saw it coming.
Amazing. My experts will, let me hear from my experts. Amazing. Let me go to Brandon, a first time call out of California. Brandon, you are on the air.
How you doing?
All is well, Brandon.
I was commenting on one of the comments about your the psychedelic drugs and mental health.
Okay.
And so, with that respect, you know, years ago in 2011 and 2013, 2011, I started like researching it, and the drug called DMT, and how people would take this drug and have these other experiences or what have you. But I took that drug 2 years later. And I was really nervous about taking it. I talked to my therapist about it. I sent her the link to the book. It's called The Spirit Molecule. I talked to my mom, my sister. And then one day, my friend's like, yeah, I have some DMT. And I go, well, I don't know if I'm ready. He's like, you'll never be ready to do it. You just got to do it. And I went and did it. And it was like this, taking a deep breath I've been trying to take for years. And the relief lasted about 6 months. And so I just wanted to say there's a little bit of benefit to these drugs. But in addition, you know, to solving the issue of mental health or behavioral health, it would take more than just drugs to do that, because we're already on drugs as it is, you know, the food, the water, even in the air we breathe. But it would take much more than just some psychedelic drug. And then one last thing.
So hold that thought. Don't throw it away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
DMT is a hallucination drug.
It's, you know, you don't really hallucinate on it like you would like on LSD, or kind of like you would take with mushrooms or ecstasy. But you do see, like when I took you take a few hits and you blow it out, and everything gets really defined, but not like you're hallucinating, but like you're seeing something that's there, but it's not there. You know,
so,
like everything became really defined.
Let me, I do want to ask you, so according to Brave, DMT is a hallucinated drug, and you say you took it, right? How many times, if you're able to say, how often did you take it?
So I did it one day, twice that one day.
And what happened when you did it? Did you go to another place?
Everybody's experience was very different than mine.
And what was yours?
I blew up the last hit, and I just sat laying there motionless. Like, you want to lay down when you're doing this drug. And I just, my friend even said, hey, are you all right? And I go, just give me a minute. I'm fine. And I just was like, all this processing I was trying to figure out and think, and all these problems I was having for a number of years, they didn't go away. I just, like their last caller was saying, like, about thinking about it. I just wasn't thinking about it. I just couldn't describe it. But everybody else's experience was like, my friend, he did it, and he like jumped like 10, like 6 feet in the air. Like, he was just talking. I could describe it, everything he was saying. But me, I was, maybe because I've been taking these different mental health drugs for a number of years, and it kind of like tuned out something that was, you know.
And so it sounded like you're saying that when you took it, it felt like you forgot about your problem, but the problem didn't go away. It's just you forgot them in that moment.
And it lasted about 6 months.
Oh,
and I did.
The time you took it once, you say, or twice?
About twice in that one day, the one setting, yeah.
And that one day taking it, it lasts for months?
Well, the effect only lasts about 20, 30 minutes, but the feeling lasted. Like contemplating, thinking about that, what had happened that day.
Hold on, Brandon, hold for me. Don't hang up, all right? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I got to take a break. Stretch Off is now open on pure.net. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. And check out Punch It TV, Billy Barton, Punch It TV with Bill. Podcast it every Wednesday, brand new episode. So check out last Wednesday and Wednesdays before, punchy.tv. And again, don't forget to like these videos. I want to go quickly back to Brandon talking about psychedelic drugs. The president, according to the Hill, signed a bill, or at least research, for certain psychedelic drugs used to treat mental health disorder. And Brandon is telling us that he did that one day. And Brandon, you were saying the effect of it lasted for a couple months?
Yeah, I was able just to have this, like, just pondering about that the day. I was able to speak with my therapist about it, and it just offered this relief. Mind you, my mental health issue is more emotional stresses and what have you. So, you know, a lot of people have different experienced mental health and different schizophrenia, paranoia, different other with that respects. But mine, maybe because mine is more as emotional, that it offered me that relief, you know. And so,
so you were contemplating it for a month. What were you thinking? What were you thinking about it for months?
You know, I remember, I know in the, like the 60s, like they had when the LSD was becoming popular, they did some kind of control testing. And many people that, I don't know many people, but I know one particular person was talking about how the people would have this career-minded education, family, buy a house, this and that. But then with one hit of this LSD, their outlook on life changed dramatically. So, you know.
And did it solve your problems?
You know, solving the problems with the mental health crisis will take more than just drugs. I mean,
yeah.
It takes a village or to raise a child or something like that. And
but a village is not going to solve your problem either. The village is going to only create more problems for you.
But sometimes being disconnected from that village, and that's what the mental health issues, you know, that I experience is that, you know, I'm disconnected from the vast majority of society. I'm really worried about what they're thinking of me.
You still have that problem?
Yeah, you know.
How old are you?
I'm 45. The year before, I tried to. I done fentanyl twice, and I used it to do an overdose, and it didn't work. I woke up twice, and yeah, I'm still experiencing those things, and I'm involved in the county behavioral health.
Why didn't you? Let me ask, because of time and a bunch of people want to talk about this. Why didn't you? Why did you only take the psychedelic drug once?
Well, the DMT, well, because like, you can't buy it. You have to, like, make it or something. And my friend, like, you get a few compounds and you make it or something.
Okay.
And he made it. And so I haven't talked to him for a number. Since then, I haven't talked to him.
Oh, okay. So let me ask, do you want to be free and never have a mental illness issue ever again?
Of course. I think that's the goal with the president signing that bill. I mean, his intentions are good. And that Joe Rogan dude, his intentions are good. And
so let me ask, do you want to be free of all mental illness issues?
Yes, sir. More than anything.
And so have you heard me say you got to drop your anger?
You know, and then that's a lot of people have that problem.
I'm asking you, have you heard, because of time, have you heard me say,
yeah,
you, Brandon, got to drop your anger?
Well, I would say express it in a healthy manner, because we all experience anger.
Brandon, have you heard me say if you want to be free of mental illness, you got to drop your anger?
I have heard you say that, yes, sir.
And have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Me and my family, I was hospitalized about 9 years ago, and since that hospitalization, me and my family had experienced the best relationship we have ever experienced up until my suicide attempt in October 2024.
Are you still taking mental illness drug medication?
Yes, sir.
And so haven't you forgiven your mother?
I have.
You told her?
She's been such a support to me over the years. I mean, I love my mom, but since that my suicide attempt, our family dynamic had unraveled. So we're actually in a negative right now.
And so why haven't you forgiven your mother?
You know, it's kind of sounds selfish, but I need her a lot, you know, and she's such a smart woman and amazing person. And
your mother is not smart. She's not amazing. She's evil. And that's what's wrong with evil. You. Why haven't
oh,
you?
No.
Brenda.
Oh, no.
Brenda.
Yes, sir.
Brenda.
Yes, sir.
Calm down.
Yes, sir.
What do you realize that all of your, and I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you doctor advice, but
yes,
do you know that all of your mental illness has come from hating your mother?
I never pondered that into that respect, but I know a lot of it has to do with early childhood experiences, and it all happens in our subconscious mind, according to Garbo.
Why haven't you forgiven your mother, Brandon?
Maybe I haven't had the tools or the understanding in which.
I want you to know. Do what you want, of course, but I want you to know.
Yeah.
The anger that you have is because you resent your mother. You become like what you hate, and that same spirit that's controlling your mother is inside of you. And then that anger, which is evil, has separated you from God, from the truth, from love, from the light. And until you realize your mother could not help herself, that her mother did it to her, and she hates your father just like her mother hated her father, and your mother don't have love, she only has hate. And until you forgive her, Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize you cannot help yourself. Until you forgive your mother, God cannot forgive you, and you will always live in the darkness of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You got to forgive your mother, Brandon. She's not amazing. She's not smart. She's evil.
You know, her mom passed away years ago, and she had commented years back. She goes, I really miss my mom. I would be able to call her and talk to her. And they were very separated much of their life. But
right, because she resent her mother just like you resent your
mother.
Right,
like you're saying. I mean, I'm gonna look into that. I'm gonna talk with my therapist. I'm gonna do some research online, and maybe I'll give you a call back.
Dumb.
It's dumb. Right.
I said your therapist is dumb. She doesn't know anything.
With therapy, it's just a place to unload. Like, if we all had an opportunity to go and unload
for an
hour on
somebody. The bathroom is a place to unload, too. But
what is it?
But it doesn't solve
the problem. I know, right?
It's funny.
You're fine. No, you're exactly right. But it just offers like some kind of, because nobody wants to hear your problems, but the therapist is paid to hear your problems. And you can go on a load on that person for an hour.
I know, but Basil is a load for an hour too. But
Brandon, I know. I see the connection.
But
I appreciate
Brandon,
your show. And I really appreciate your insight on American culture and everything and what have you. That's why I wanted to call in right now. So.
Thank you, Brandon. But forgive your mother, and however she deal with it, that's on her, so that God can forgive you and bring you out of those thoughts, out of the darkness of your imagination, all right?
Yes, sir. It's all in my mind.
It's all in the mind. It's not even real. It's an illusion.
It's not even real. Exactly. I agree with you 100%
on that. Do you know about the silent prayer?
Would you like to share that with
me? Go to silent prayer. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Start doing that so God can separate you from the thoughts. All thoughts are all lies, all the time, about anything, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Super.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Lori with the biblical question answer.
Do you have humility? What is it?
I have humility when I'm present and not judging. Humility to me is when I lay my weapons down, admit when I'm wrong, and being able to accept correction. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you for responding, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Kim, Jesse, I wanted to share a reveling I had. I was driving the other day, realized I was starting to forget the bad memories I've had. Starting to see a glimpse of what it was like being a kid, not in some weird sense, but more of remembering how I used to be before all life situations. I come from a family of 12, now seeing with no judgment but pure understanding how messed up everyone is. Interesting to see, thankful, how you break things down. I'm Mexican and slow.
She's Mexican. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. The light get clearer and clearer and clearer. Stay with it.
Hashtag forgive your mama.
Forgive your mama, and you shall be forgiven. Amazing.
Thank you, Kim. Jay Nev asks,
Is
humility like a smart word for compassion or something?
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. It's a question, and I can't respond until Sunday. Thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Aries 1, 333 gold pills on pill.net. Thank you, sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
D. Warren, I share a birthday with the First Lady, 426. Love you, JLP. Heart.
She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She's a lady. Amazing. And the First Lady is Melania
Trump.
Trump. Thank you.
Chuckin' Jivin', promoting fast food again with a smile.
Thank you, Chuckin' and Jivin'.
Anthony L., I'd like to say one thing. ...
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony L.
Norris T., 5 gift memberships on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Right on. Thank you.
Gregatron, is it Shreveport or Shreveport?
Shreveport.
Nice little reference there.
I know. What the?
Gregatron, was Brady mad when BLM tore statues down in 2020?
Wow, that's a deep point.
Probably.
I rest my case.
He was probably ticked.
Amazing. But they didn't tear down statues of Christ. They threw down statues of brave white men who built the country, right?
That's right.
Amazing.
Greenwald, the Maronite Christians are supporting the Jews for the most part. Only Hezbollah are the major resistance.
Amazing. Thank you.
I think that's Lebanon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greenwald. Chief Executive, my wife is a brown doctor and wears one of your T-shirts all the time in public. She thinks you're great. God bless, Jesse.
And God bless your brown doctor wife. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Marilyn Coffee, amazing fellowship. Uncle Jesse loved Jason's talk in the first half hour about wanting for nothing.
Yeah.
Black thanks hands.
If you missed Sunday, yesterday fellowship, Jason gave a talk in the first half hour of the fellowship. It was amazing. You can podcast it at rebuildingdemand.com/church. All right. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
See you on 3. Hi, Jesse Love. Hope all is well. I'm well also here in Miami. Oh, Mommy Africa, I think she meant. But starting to regret my recovery visit. My uncle and mom set up an arranged marriage to a doctor husband I haven't met in my life. When I explain I'm dating someone in America in addition to you, they think my time is ticking and the American boyfriends means there's no understanding culturally. I'm about to head back real soon because of this situation.
Herbert, baby, it's time to come home, come home. I seen a lot of misery, and I'm trying to go home. Come on home, baby. Amazing.
Justin C. Jesse, explain it for me. A man gets up, goes to work, does his job, pays bills, expects nothing for it. But if a woman does the exact same thing, she wants to be told how strong, brave, and pioneering she is. What's that?
Ego.
Ego hate or something else?
Yes, ego. All ego, just for the thrill of it. Amazing. Thank you.
Bree K, Five Coffees. Good morning, Jesse. Good morning. Hake, hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. Heart, thanks. Church yesterday was amazing. I do have Mimi's problems, laughing with tears.
Everybody got Mimi's problems. That's up, baby. Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Cesar Caesar, oh, Marilyn, baby, you ain't God. You just crazy. Laughing with tears.
Marilyn thinks she's God. What the? But shout out, Marilyn.
And Jill Bell says, shout out to Jesse. You are helping me stay motivated and in the gym. Get it right. Get it tight. Jill Bell.
Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. Amazing.
Commander Kim, media lied about 9/11 and COVID and election fraud and Biden and Hunter laptop in Ukraine, but media now telling me the truth about Iran and draft. So now I'm scared and don't trust Trump. Clown.
I was just so scared. There's trouble in the land. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., 100 sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Commander Kim, yesterday, April 19th, 1775, though, the American Revolution began with the battles of Lexington and Concord. 250 years later, Donald Trump freed us again. What does Great White Hope have to say today?
Amazing question.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
Amazing.
Very nice.
The key, they call him King. They call him Amazing. They call him Daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Amazing. Thank you.
The Real Jarrell. I'm humble 95% of the time. The other 5% I struggle with laughing, but I'm working on it.
And what is it?
He doesn't answer that second part of the biblical question, apparently.
Who was that?
The Real Jarrell.
Oh, thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Kale, been a member for 11 months. Drugs usually harm, but can sometimes help physical and mental well-being. Psychedelics can help immensely with ego death, but it can also make it bigger.
Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim, data shows that one controlled treatment for a veteran with severe PTSD and depression can rewire their brain for immediate results instead of lifetime of daily pharmaceutical drugs that don't work. Rumble.
And does it come back, though? It's all that they come back. The troubles come back.
I don't know.
The thoughts. But thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Another from Commander Kim on Rumble. Big Pharma wants lifetime patients. Big Pharma doesn't want a healthy population because that means billions of dollars lost.
And follow the money. Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, chemical solution for a spiritual problem destroys.
I rest my case. Well said. Thank you.
R. Galunas, no message.
Thank you, R. Galunas.
Homesteader Nick gifted a subscription to Jesse Lee Peterson over there on Rumble.
Thank you. Good morning, Rumble. You got to know how to rumble.
And Heat says, it's a biblical question answer.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Humility is taking no thought of self. I don't have humility. It has me, quote unquote.
Amazing. I'll put my, so they have humility? Oh, they don't have it.
Don't.
They don't have humility. And right. Then they said what it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Ashley on Cash App, being amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Oh, amazing. Thank you all for your support. Helping us to help others, I do appreciate. Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. So I was hearing about the psychedelic drug, and I want to just say that I think they're trying to replace the Holy Spirit with drugs and therapies, and that's not going to work.
And so do you think psychedelic drugs work?
It may work, like, temporarily, just to give you, a right-now fix, but it's not going to solve the problem, because when you get off that fix, you're still going to meet your problems.
Have you ever, if you could say, don't say if you don't want to, of course, have you ever tried it?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I have the Holy Spirit. I would never try that.
I have the Holy Spirit, just like the Bible, just like the Bible says. Amazing.
And, Jesse, I feel like I believe, or I think why Trump would, you know, sign this bill is because, you know, not many people want to receive God or receive the Holy Spirit. So it's safe for, you know, the society. For people like that to just, you know, take this type of drugs or just become, you know, that's their choice anyway. Take these drugs or take this or go for therapy because, you know, we want the society to be safe so they don't act out. Because imagine if that guy had the therapies or maybe he had this drug, he probably won't go and shoot, you know, 8 of his children.
But if you take a lot of drugs, drugs make people act out too because they already crazy in the mind and take drugs and then just add to it.
Yeah, but if you begin to hallucinate, you're just gonna become a vegetable.
Okay.
So it's better they become that. If they don't choose God, it's better they become that than going out to, you know, harm people.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Have a great one, Jesse. Bye bye.
Bye now. Let me go to Patricia out of Florida. Patricia, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Patricia.
I just wanted to call to touch base on the topic of Trump and the psychedelic drugs.
Okay.
I'm not surprised because...
Are you on a speaker or something?
No.
Okay. Stay to your phone. Close to the phone.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Yes. I'm not surprised with Trump because you told us not to be surprised. But I definitely disagree.
You disagree with what?
The psychedelic drugs.
Oh, you disagree with him signing his research thing?
Absolutely.
And why?
I think it's a setback for men because already a war on men. And we have a hard problem with men already. So I don't think it's the right way to go about it.
So is this drug only for men?
It's not for men, but men pushed it.
Oh, but
it's Joe Rogan.
It's for anyone that wants it. I mean, for men and women, all right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. But you say that men are already, there's a war on men, and I agree with that. And you think psychedelic drug would just do what?
It's just going to set you back. It's not going to really fix the problem.
Oh, okay.
Like, for instance, one of the guys said he took it because he was suicidal.
Right.
And I don't think that was a good. It's not good.
Do you know of anyone who ever done that or anything?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And how
is it? And it is. It's a trippy drug. It puts them on a trip. You start seeing things, hallucinating.
Amazing.
So I think it's definitely not a good thing. I don't agree with it at all.
Okay.
I think it's almost as bad as when Obama did the whole gay wedding and lit up the White House.
Yes.
So I think it's not good.
I
disagree.
I agree with you in that drugs or any form will solve spiritual issues, and psychological issues are spiritual issues. And
correct.
Only the spirit of truth can solve that.
Absolutely.
Patricia, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Talk to you soon.
All right. Amazing. But you're still stuck. It's a spiritual issue, folks, and I disagree with the president. If he believes that psychedelic drugs are going to solve spiritual issues, only the spirit of truth can erase the darkness. Now, it sounds like these people get a temporary good feeling or free feeling, but that's not the real deal. Because when the drugs are gone, the thoughts are, well, really, the thoughts are still there. You got to overcome the thoughts by stop identifying with them. Don't call them you. And so this week, I'm encouraging you for the whole week to be a thought watcher this week. Just watch them. The moment you open your eyes until you go to bed. Even go to bed watching thoughts. And let me know how it goes, all right? Bruce is a first-time caller out of Illinois. Michael is from Arkansas. Rick is out of Virginia. I am out of time. The Hake Report is coming up now. I recommend be a thought watcher this week. Do the silent prayer and forgive. Tomorrow is Country Western Tuesday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for your super chats and your donations and your support to help others, to help others. Amazing! Have a good day, folks. Joel Friday here. Look, stand up, stand up. We got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that happened thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Thank you.